Now I can think, now I can do, now I can make a plan of action and get things done. Best feeling ever. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing well. This is the final day of Feb. Like, I cannot believe time has flown. We are in March. It is the last month of the first quarter, which is stressing me out like you cannot believe. However, I'm excited for it. I'm excited to dive deep. I've got some things in the pipeline that I'm very excited for the next few months. Just in terms of Q1 goals that I'm doing, Q2 goals that I'm going to start working on. Everything is just overwhelming, but I'm tackling it one thing at a time, so I'm not too stressed. But yes, I am stressed, so that is fine. But yeah, all it is going to be a recap of everything I did over the birthday week and weekend. That is all it is. So if you just want to hear me ramble on about what I got up to, stick around and enjoy. So my birthday was on the Thursday last week, and I put in leave by about 3 weeks. I made sure that when I wanted the leave and how many days it was. I put in leave for the Thursday, which is my birthday. I put in leave for the Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday, obviously, I had off already. So I made it a long weekend, and then I started in on Monday as usual, and there was load shedding 6 till 8, so what a way to start the week, but I digress. So Thursday morning, I woke up. I had presents given to me, which was lovely. And then we kind of just chilled, because once again, it was load shedding until I think 10 a.m. the morning. So from 8 till 10, it was load shedding, but we got ready and dressed once the lights came back on and all the things were working. And we went to a place called Valine, like Vanilla Villa, and we had such an amazing breakfast. I had an Eggs Benedict. I had something called a Roadhouse Mug, which is coffee, condensed milk, steamed milk, and then I think hot water. I don't know. It is incredible. I highly recommend it. It is amazing. I also got a free birthday balloon at the Crazy Store, which was so much fun. And then I went to a second location and got another balloon. So yay me. So after breakfast, we walked around in Checkers at the same mall. It's called Sitari Center. It's just past Croydon on your way to Somerset West. Absolutely stunning place. Highly recommend the Villa Bean there. It's really, really good. And they do still make breakfast during load shedding. So, yes. Absolutely stunning place. Then we just got a couple snacks and groceries, extra ingredients for supper. And then we came home. Chilled for a little while, and then I dropped my mom off at Fruit and Veg because she couldn't find some of the ingredients she needed at the Checkers. I went to get some water refill, got the second balloon, and then picked her up again, came home, helped peel potatoes and stuff for supper, which was a potato salad, which was what I asked my mom to give me for my birthday. She makes an incredible potato salad. So she made potato salad, she made me salt flakes, and some roasted veg, which was really, really nice. She did beetroot, she did butternut, pumpkin, one of the two, and then obviously the potato salad. But it was really, really good. So that was Thursday. And then on Friday, I basically chilled at home. I didn't do much. I just genuinely vegged out and relaxed for the entire day. So not much happened, but it was really, really good. And then Saturday, I went to Canal Walk all by my lonesome, which was really nice. Because Canal Walk is a massive, massive mall. But it was so good. Apparently, there was a protest. I did not realize it, but yeah. And I was just maybe not there at the time that it happened. But yeah, apparently there was a protest. I missed it. And I moved on with my life. I needed to buy some more collagen powdered mix things for my future life, which I did. Very happy about that, because I've been sharing a like shaker bottle thing that I got with the original box I bought with my mom. So getting my own shaker in the second box was really, really nice. I also got some nail polish, but it's not nail polish, it's a base coat because my old one was goopy. And I've noticed that base coats not only protect my nail but help the color last longer, so definitely worth buying it. Very glad I did. So that's that. And then what else did I buy? Oh, lunch. I went to a place called Tortilla in Canal Walk in the food mall, and I got quesadillas again, which I'm having as leftovers, and then I had a burrito on the day, because when I ran out the house the morning, all I had was a cup of coffee and a protein bar, which not ideal, but it was what it was. So yeah, that I came home and devoured. And then I also got a bubble tea, which I did post on my Instagram. I've been really, really good about trying to post daily on Instagram, and I think I'm getting it right. So you can check it out. I'll leave it linked below. Yes, shameless plug to my Instagram. But yeah, I've been uploading some of the things I have gotten for my birthday, also some of the stuff I've been eating and all the delicious things, reminders about podcast episode, things like that. So you can definitely check that out. But yeah, having that food, having the bubble tea was really nice. And then I just browsed. I saw so much nice clothes and I just walked everywhere. It was really, really nice just to go by myself and explore. That was so good. So yeah, that was my Saturday. And then Sunday, oh, that's what happened. Saturday evening, I won't even say evening, like early hours Sunday morning, my neighbors went a bit insane. So there was just a whole lot of noise outside, and I'm not gonna get into it, but there was a bit of drama with the neighbors, and I didn't get to sleep until about 4:30 a.m. and I woke up at 10:30 Sunday morning. So I was exhausted, but it was fine because we were gonna go out for Sunday lunch for like my official birthday meal outing thing, and we didn't because I told my father, like, I'm just exhausted, let's not do this. And he's like, cool, do you want Nando's or something? I'm like, always, yes please. So my father brought Nando's, and I had those Cabo Susati sticks and chips. Always to die for. Always, always so good. So yeah, absolutely loved it, enjoyed it thoroughly. And a Casanata's milkshake, which is basically, if you've had a paste, which is like a little custard dessert thingy, it's like that but in liquid form. So good. Yeah, and we were actually gonna go watch a movie and then have lunch, so we didn't do that. But I'm not even complaining because I had a good weekend. I rested. Oh, that's what I did some washing on Friday, so I got just some life admin stuff out the way, which was nice. But yeah, that was my birthday week and weekend, my long weekend birthday thing extravaganza. Yeah, my birthday extravaganza is what I'll call this episode. And that was basically it. After that, on Sunday, because we had lunch, I think 3-ish, it was kind of just a chill day from there. I cleared a lot of clutter out the way. I got rid of a lot of nonsense. I cleaned up. I just had a lot of things to clear in terms of physical space because it's been getting in my mental way. I don't know if that makes sense. But sometimes when your physical space is not clean and clear, your mind can sometimes feel the same way. So just giving everything a good once over, packing away anything loose, wiping something down, giving something a sweep, and all of a sudden it's like, ah, okay, now I can think, now I can do, now I can make a plan of action and get things done. Best feeling ever. So yeah, that's what I did, like late afternoon till early evening, and then I just relaxed. But yeah, it was a very good birthday weekend, I would say. Wasn't very stressed, which is nice. I absolutely adore that. I don't like stressing anymore because it's just not worth it for my health. Definitely not worth it. But yeah, that was my birthday weekend. And yeah, let me see if I can find a decent song for the week. So I'm not a crazy party person by any means necessary. However, I did see the Tiny Desk performance by Tinashe. I'll see if I can link it below. And she did a song I haven't actually heard from her called Too On. And that song is such a pre-game party anthem if I ever heard one. It is definitely worth a listen. I will link that song down below as well. I absolutely adored it, and I'm definitely someone who's trying to get my finances in order. The lyric that really got to me when she performed the song was the line where she's like, get money like an invoice. I'm just like, girl, you are speaking to my soul right now. So the song, which is the song of the week, is Two On by Tinashe, and it features someone called Schoolboy Q. But oh my word, the performance was just her on the Tiny Desk performance. So it was just her solo with like background people performing live, but that lyrics just hit me and I laughed out loud, and I'm just like, yeah, this sounds fun. This is like really, really good. Because one thing I'm trying to do is get to a point where I can make an invoice, I can tell you how much I want to get paid, and just get better pay, because honestly, not worth it right now. But that's a topic for another episode. We'll deal with it then. But until then, remember to keep being a bit being, and I shall see you in the next episode. Okay, love you, bye.